What's up, everybody, man? We 2 weeks out from the live show, man, and also the Taste of Chicago. It's going to be going on the weekend that we do our live show in Gary, Indiana. What's going on with you, Yana?
What's going on? I'm excited for our live show. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, follow us on Facebook so you can hit the link to grab your tickets to come see us in Gary, Indiana. We're going to be live, and it's going to be a crazy time.
Crazy. Friday, we're going to be out at the Taste of Chicago promoting the show. And you may get lucky and get some free tickets. We don't have a lot of free tickets to give out, but hey, you may be that lucky person.
For sure. What's been going on with you, D?
Not much. Trying to get ready for this live show and been traveling, been stuck at airports and stuff like that. But
yes,
for the most part, man. The airport. Man, that was crazy, man.
What airline was you flying again?
Frontier. Never again.
Stay away from Frontier, guys. Stay away from Frontier. You gotta fly Southwest and Southwest only.
I think, man, Frontier. I think it's just so late. And they didn't even care. That was the problem. They act like they didn't even care.
Wait, you flew out of Orlando?
I flew into Orlando. Now I'm trying to fly back home. And come to find out, I had a connecting flight. I was like, man, I'm gonna miss my connecting flight. The flight was leaving to go into North Carolina, but I was gonna miss that flight going to Cincinnati. So it didn't make sense to be stuck in North Carolina. There's more to do in Orlando than it is in North Carolina.
Exactly. I don't know. I had a pretty decent experience at the Orlando airport. When I just went for my birthday, it wasn't bad. I got through TSA pretty fast. Now, what was bad was getting off my flight. Now, that took for freaking ever. That walk from your terminal, got to get on the train, got to go down the baggage claim, and then you got to take the dang on shuttle to the parking. I was like, this is a lot. That was a whole, like, hour and a half journey, maybe longer than that.
Man. And they was right, hey, airport hour early.
Yeah. You need to get to the airport. Well, honestly, getting to my flight, like my departing flight, like come back home, was not bad. Getting off my flight to Orlando was terrible. It took forever to get off the flight. And we got there early and they had us circling around the damn runway because they didn't have a gate for us. So we was just driving around. I'm like, that's just crazy. But other than that, Orlando was cool. I had a blast.
Yeah, I'm gonna make sure. I told Jordan them, I said, I'm gonna drive to out of Chicago because especially if you friends. Can't guarantee you're going to be there.
Yeah. And then flights from Cincinnati to Chicago ain't no joke. For Southwest and like other airlines, they is not cheap.
And explain why, Jordan, explain why it costs so much to fly this weekend. I didn't know the Taste had changed the dates for the Taste.
Yeah, that's
great.
Yeah. They changed the dates for the Taste?
Yeah, the Taste is actually the same.
Is it usually... I thought it was earlier in August. I thought it was earlier in the summer.
Yeah, it was like in July.
End of July.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I thought it was, like, early in the summer. I thought July, yeah, for sure. That's crazy. I wonder why they put it so late.
I don't know. I think it's because something happened. We had a lot of concerts. My bad, Dan. I didn't mean to cut you off. We had a lot of concerts.
Yeah, I mean, I would figure that. Lollapalooza was just there the beginning of August.
Yeah, so Lollapalooza, like, Taylor Swift was out here, people was going crazy. Beyonce was out here, people was going crazy. Drake was out here, people was going crazy. So
they just had the Jonas Brothers out there today.
The Jonas Brothers? I ain't heard from them boys in a minute.
I'm saying, I said, they still making music? I would have went. I used to love me some Jonas Brothers, y'all. Oh, goodness gracious. And then they just kind of fell off. And then I heard they was doing like a reunion tour or something. I'm like, oh. Shout out to Jonas Brothers.
What y'all saying when y'all both talking at the same time? I'm trying to listen.
No, she just said what you got going on.
Got going on.
Oh, man, look. I just got over COVID for the second time.
You got off of COVID. You said that like you just got out of work.
Like it's a job.
Like it's a job.
Listen, bro. It's critical out here, man. I wasn't really down bad. The first couple of days when we was doing it, but after a while, you know, it really just didn't even feel like nothing.
Yeah. They say the first couple days is the worst, and then after that, it's like a common cold.
Yeah, don't even bother me no more. But the crazy thing about it is, you know, everybody be like, "Oh yeah, COVID, this, that, and the third," and everybody be thinking like, "That joint gone? That joint is not gone."
It never went nowhere.
They just really wanted to open the country back up. That's the reason, you know, they died down with the COVID.
I think we lost Kayla.
You might get back on here in a second. Hey, but man, real talk, man. They say your boy, man, rode through an ATM, booked in the system.
Stop.
Donald I know.
Donnie, man. I've been screaming it since. I've been screaming this since the early episodes. Free that man, Donnie T. Cause
they got damn dummy Trump boy. That boy,
Donald Trump ain't right had there. Nothing to do with it, man. He was just trying to get him some votes, man. He was just he didn't tell them people to go up to the Capitol building. They just pulled up by themselves.
Man, get the hell out of here, man. Man, Donald Trump, man. Hey, this cat, man. Really, though, man. He have disgraced this whole fucking.
Doing y'all seen his photo shot?
No, I was looking for it. I know they said it was gonna be.
That motherfucker looked like you. I thought that was you for a second.
You stupid.
Wow.
You thought you business was related.
Hey, no, but I was looking at Facebook, right? You notice when he came through Atlanta, they had all these different motor cars coming through Atlanta. So you really didn't know what vehicle he was really in. You know what I'm saying? Like 10 cars was riding down the going to the fucking kind of jail.
Well, you know exactly which vehicle that nigga in.
Yeah, you're talking about Donald.
Yeah, we're talking about D Daddy.
He really probably does have the record for like the least amount of time spent in jail for the most charges. He had 13 charges pressed against him and got out of jail in 20 minutes on a $200,000 bond.
That's some bullshit.
It just goes to show you, like, if you got money, anything is possible. It don't matter what you charge with. It don't matter what's going on. You can get out of jail. If you got the money, they got the bond.
That nigga walked in there and said hi and turned around.
Literally. Took his mugshot and walked right back out the door.
Literally. Like, where you know that at? Some niggas got to sit there for 48 hours, got to Monday.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why didn't they have him on a 48-hour hold at least? Like,
because a nigga would have beat his ass in jail?
Y'all really
but that ain't my problem. That you a public figure. That means that you should probably do the right thing, so you ain't got to face a general population. You shouldn't get no special treatment just because you somebody.
Hey, shout out to Donnie T. He was giving out STEMI checks and everything.
Yeah,
he was. He did his thing. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, but that was really man. That was coming from Obama, man. The old president. He just took the credit.
I feel like we need to get Biden out of office because that nigga can't stay asleep in meetings. He can't stay awake. He always sleep in meetings. He be falling all over the place. He just be doing stuff. Like, come get this.
If I was the president, I'd be sleeping in my meetings too. Like, yeah, y'all tell me about it.
Man, not while you on camera. Come on, you're a representation of the country. Like, who put if we elect him again, I know something. I know we a little slow as a nation. Because this man can't even talk without falling asleep or repeating himself over and over again. Stick to the script.
I think Donnie going to win.
They said the reason he was asleep, though, he had just left.
What I find very wild, and I think I said this before on the show, is that there is no freaking law for, like, you having a felony, a misdemeanor, or anything to run for president. And I think that that's outrageous. I most likely think it's because they would think if you got a felony or misdemeanor, why would you even be in a position to run for office? But it's like, yeah, obviously it can happen. You need laws for everything.
Come on. Hey, but Kiana, on some real shit, thing is, it's like, you can't even vote if you're a felon. So why can't you be president?
Exactly my point. You can't vote. You can't get a job. Well, you limited on jobs. You're limited on housing or and everything. But you can run for the goddamn president?
Go
13 felonies, 13 of them things. Not
did he get charged with them though?
But he's indicted. Yeah, he was charged with them. He has to go to court.
Oh, so he got those. So like Trump is a felon.
He has a charge sheet. It's
that nigga is the richest felon I know. God damn.
No, for real. But this happens all the time. White collar crimes don't get the same as drug offenses and stuff like that when they really should. Y'all, they felonies regardless.
Yeah.
So why they ain't getting the same type of treatment? I don't understand that. And that just goes to show you, like, for real, our justice system is not equal whatsoever. It depends on who you are, where you're at, and who you know. So if you don't know nobody and you ain't got no money, you better steer clear of the law, because they gonna fuck you over every time.
The country we live in.
I ain't gonna lie, man. They be dragging a lot of celebrities through the dirt like they regular people.
Yeah, but that's because celebrities' money ain't long enough and they ain't got no political ties.
Hey, yeah, so, I mean, politicians definitely corrupt every time. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, definitely. But they got ties. They know judges and district attorneys and all types of stuff. Celebrities don't be having them ties unless they know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. Other than that, you a regular person with some money. And your money don't get you so far if you ain't got the ties.
I'm about to say, yeah, because I'm going to keep it a book with you. Tory Lanez ain't had a right lawyer.
Tory Lanez ain't had a right lawyer. He didn't have the right connections, nothing. He was like a regular citizen. He not even a citizen, first of all. He did that shit. He's like a regular citizen.
He did that shit.
What?
Oh, I know he did.
What?
He did that shit. And I don't fuck with that bitch ass nigga.
What?
Oh, fuck them. Tell him, Calvin.
I don't fuck with that bitch ass nigga. Fuck that nigga. My thing is this, though. If you do a crime, my nigga, you got to do the motherfucking time, nigga. Fuck that nigga. He shouldn't have shot her.
But it was a gang of evidence against him not even doing that, though.
No, the nigga shot her. You ain't hear the footage?
And why was he trying to cop, please, while he's in jail over a jail phone and try to bribe her to not jail?
Yeah, like, man, fuck that nigga, man. Fuck that nigga.
Even if he didn't shoot her, something happened and he didn't want her to tell him. Look,
at the end of the day, the evidence found that he did that shit. Fuck that nigga.
Bro, he didn't, he got caught. Let me explain it to you, bro. Man, he got caught because Tory Lanez had a gun, basically. So even if Meg had got shot or Meg had not got shot, Tory Lanez had possessed a weapon and he's a non-citizen in the state of California.
And he's already had gun charges in the U.S.
But I'm saying, I don't think that he really did that to Meg, but to me, it don't really make a whole lot of sense.
I feel like he didn't even get hard to go to jail for what he actually did to Meg. Sorry, Calvin, go ahead.
Listen, I don't give a fuck what you're talking about, Joy. I don't condone no violence towards no woman. If he ain't shoot her, he did something to her, fuck that nigga.
Hold up. Kayada, I know you got a point, and it's probably great, but I just want to present this. I said, so now look, let's say a lady that bigger than you, tougher than you, come and knock your block off. You don't
fuck that bitch. Somebody about to beat her ass.
Oh, okay.
Vice versa. I don't condone nobody.
Here's the thing, though.
Keep your hands to
yourself. Men, no matter how small, are always going to be stronger than women. Y'all have testosterone. We don't. So you can
then why would a woman even put her hands on a man?
But here's the thing, though. We don't know that, and that's neither here nor there. The issue at hand is, did he or did he not possess a weapon? Because that's what he was charged with.
He had a weapon in a car, and I guess if it was his or if it wasn't his, I don't know. But they also said he didn't have no gunshot residue on him.
But here's the thing.
Okay.
Fuck that nigga.
This man was in possession of a firearm as a felon and also was charged with discharging a firearm to cause bodily harm, bodily injury. My thing is, them charges ain't charges that you just randomly get. And the documents don't even be our business because, yeah, it's public information. So we wanted to go through all the court documents and all the evidence we could do so. But I find it so funny that people think that, like, oh, he really didn't do that shit. He just got charged and got that many years for nothing.
Hey, Yada.
Yeah.
Yada. Fuck that nigga.
On phone.
Man, listen. Hey, Tori, if you listen to the show, if you could check us out, I don't think you did it. Me personally, I know you did it. In California, because California don't play, but I don't think that you should.
Why would you play them games in a country you're not even from?
Well, man, fuck that nigga. He did.
He got Stormy syndrome. He just want to run around mad at the world.
That nigga look like a goddamn crocodile. Fuck
hey,
that
boy, yeah, Calvin, you out of pocket.
He talked about that man a crocodile. Anyway, what's going on in social media? So did y'all know that Halle Berry was married? I didn't even know she was married.
Halle Berry didn't been married like
50,000 times. So she got married. She got married again.
She's been in the junkyard now.
You stupid bitch. Don't come for Holly like that, bitch.
And she got divorced again. So her divorce is finalized.
She her ended
husband, Oliver Martinez, and give him 4.3% of any income she receives above $2 million. So what I would do,
then fuck that bitch ass nigga.
I'm gonna start acting like a nigga. I'm gonna quit my job. Any job that y'all want to pay me, y'all gonna have to pay me an increment lower than $2 million at a time, because he's not getting bit of my money. You're a grown.
You know, man. Hey, I agree with Ricky, man. Ricky was talking about this on his show. I agree with him on that, man. Any man that is stooped that low, take money from a woman, I ain't got no respect for him.
Shit, you got me like fucked up. If you make more money than me, I'm getting some money. You going to try?
If you have,
the judge was saying like whoever provided the lifestyle needs to maintain the lifestyle. So that would be Halle Berry. But that's why I be telling women, don't date down. Don't never date down. At least date equal.
Hey, I've been saying this. I've been told y'all shorties do not date down. But let me just say this, because it's funny, because I was riding in the car. I was watching a podcast episode about this today. And I said, if it were me and my shorty made more money than me, and we separate, run me my money. Run me my $16,000 a month. I need that.
But here's I need all of it.
Hey.
He was the husband that was taking care of the kid while I was filming and doing all of that. A lot of y'all
I don't care if I wasn't doing nothing.
Like,
run me my money.
Man, was y'all at home taking care of the kids while
run me my money?
No, y'all wasn't. Y'all just want some money for doing
equality, right? Run me my money.
And also be upset that the woman made more money than you the whole time that y'all was together. So it don't even make sense.
Yeah, run me my money. Hear me out. Any man, any woman, you come into a relationship, if the man got the bag and you came with no bag, you can't with. Vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Don't come, man. Don't try to get rich off. What you say?
Kiana, what you got?
No,
I understand for the kid, but I'm saying my thing is though. But I'm saying my thing is with the kid though. I'm saying from what it sounds like to me, she still got the kid and still got to pay this cut.
No, it don't say that. She got to pay $8,000 in child support, so it don't say what their custody agreement is. But whatever it is, if she got 50-50 custody. But even if they got 50-50, if she's basically in the man's position, because most men make more. And that's what I be trying to tell people, like, whoever has to end up paying child support is the person that does not have the most parenting time. And she probably doesn't because of her profession. And she makes the most money. So she has to pay child support because she don't have the kids and she makes more money. But so it's like, hey, you got to maintain the lifestyle of your kids. I agree with the child support. I don't agree with that 4.3. Because what the heck? Jordan, do the math. 4.3% of $2 million. How much is that?
Baby, whatever the court told you, you got to pay me. I'm going to need that by the first.
But I don't know. No, it said that if she earns it, so anything after the divorce is final, so like she got any projects pending. Once those finalized and she get contracted, she owes him 4.3% of that contract if it's over $2 million. So if I was her agent, I would just play it cool. Anytime y'all write a contract, make sure it's within $2 million and several contracts. So to pay him shit. He can't get shit if it's not over $2 million.
Baby, you're going to try to pay him.
I work hard. Why do I need to maintain your lifestyle? Man, I don't understand why I have to make.
She once got some bullshit.
She got Virgin Mobile.
You stupid, boy.
Rather than the country you did.
Oh, okay. We thought you had switched on us, but.
Not Virgin Mobile. I didn't even know Virgin Mobile was still a thing.
Swell, but I know some people still got U.S.
cellular. Shut up. Do they even exist? But.
Hey, but nah, run me my money, bro. If you making that kind of paper and that's what the law say, then that's what I'm going with. Run me my money. I'm finna go back in the Ferrari. Hold on, y'all.
Sure, you have.
Bro, come on, equality, man. I thought we was all equal. I thought it was all, you know, this what we was doing. We not doing this now? Because it's crazy, bro. Like, it's a lot of dudes pay a lot of paper and alimony, so it's only fair that yo, hey, these shorties, hey, excuse me, you making 3,100 million gajillion dollars a year. You don't think you finna break me off at least $300 million each month? No, come on now.
Hey, prenup. That's what I'm saying. You go in, hey, you go in a relationship and you got bread. If you want to marry me, you need to sign a prenup. Because hey, at the end,
that's what
I feel like. If I feel like I should owe, if we was married and we get a divorce, I'm gonna give you something, but I don't feel like you get half of my work, what I had before we got together.
So you got a prenup?
You put that boy on the spot.
You heard him. You got a prenup.
No,
so
sure.
You got a prenup.
That's
what that
boy. But I ain't seen spots like that since I watched the Discovery Channel and I seen them cheetahs tearing each other. I ain't seen spots like that since Spot the dog. Saying, bro. You put that man on the spot.
I'm a real talk though, man. Is it really right? I'm glad it's a judge to actually see that. Hey, look, a man should be worthy of bonding charge for if he got the child full time. But at the same time, man, don't be getting into these relationships. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nah.
You sound like a gold dude.
I'm trying to come in with $20 and leave with $20 million.
Y'all heard about Janet Jackson, right?
What happened to Janet?
Okay, so she got married to Prince, some prince that's a billionaire. She had a baby, right?
Can y'all hear me?
The prince said...
back
have to wait 4 years after the baby. If like if she had filed for divorce after like 5 years after the child, she won't get anything. She waited 6 years. She's a billionaire now.
Are y'all talking about James Jackson?
You know
it. Yeah,
she's a bad motherfucker. She
stretched that one.
She had a baby.
By 5 years.
The baby, the fifth year.
That's what I'm saying. Run me my paper, bro. If women could do it, yeah, give me my paper. I need that.
I just feel like that was just too strategic. Like, she just wanted that man for his bread, because why did you finally have the baby the fifth year?
Hey, Kenyatta, I'm trying to go into the relationship with $20 and leave with $20 million, baby. Run me my money.
Shut up, Jordan. I'm not running my bread, baby. You're getting tired, y'all. You're getting tired. Exactly. Oh, I don't want to work no more.
Oh, man, as soon as the judge be like, oh, yeah, you got to pay him $43 million a month. I'm in a Carl Bentley. What? I got the Rolls Royce on pre-order right now.
You stupid.
All I got to do is quick purchase on my phone. That's it.
Hey, car dealership, it went through, dog.
Somebody went through, dog. Charles, the paperwork.
Yeah. They got a whole bottle of champagne and a blunt ready.
Nah, for real, man.
So make sure y'all don't miss the bow on top.
Hey, listen. I was, what was I doing, man? I was doing something earlier. And I was thumbing through Instagram, I think. And I seen a post. And, you know, I feel a certain way about this. That if you discriminate against... I think LGBT.
First off, watch what you do. Watch what you say.
I mean, if you discriminate against the LGBT group in Brazil now, they could put you in jail. Hold up.
Well, that's their laws for discrimination, period. There's a lot of places on, like, in the world that you cannot discriminate against a race or a origin of people. So LGBTQ.
That's right. LGBTQ is not an origin of people.
It is. It's considered a group of people. And at this point, it is an origin because you can permanently change into like a transgender person. So that is an origin, technically.
Wait, no way, bro.
And you can discriminate against them because they're different. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised. And I actually feel like that's good because discrimination ultimately is bullying because they're different than you.
All right, so hit me out. Hit me out. My whole thing was, and I thought this was kind of funny, bro. So, I mean, it's just hilarious because, like, when you change over to that side, when you change over to that side, then do you have to be registered for whatever you is? And, like, because how does one know
You feel me? So, what they
said, you have to be registered.
My understanding, they have like a revised birth certificate or something like.
Stop. What?
It's different depending. Yep, yeah, it's different depending on where you live. There's laws around it. Like, there's a whole process around it. Like, if you're talking about
becoming
it's paperwork around it so that you can be officially declared as said gender. But a lot of countries really do not identify or pay attention to it or honor it. The U.S., I'm pretty sure, is something like that. But I would definitely, I would say do some research on it. But I'm almost certain that that's possible.
I mean, because, you know, in my opinion...
I'm finna
must be the Lord coming back, but let me get my Bible.
I know, right?
I'm finna text my friend and ask how that works. You hear me?
Okay.
Yeah. I got a friend that just transgendered to a woman. I'm finna text them and see how it works.
Ask them if they gotta get registered. Because I feel like they should have to get registered.
Yeah, she just got back. She just got the surgery done. She's gonna be out. She's gonna be out for the next few months though.
What'd she get done?
Let me talk.
Go ahead.
So I'll just say I really do have a friend. I know I just text you, but I was just doing that as a joke. But she got her penis cut off.
Heavens.
She got boobs put in. Mm-hmm. She got her eyebrows shaved down, got her chin pushed back.
What the fuck? That's rude.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah,
she got her shoulders pushed down too, because as a man, your shoulders are a little bit higher than a woman. So she got all that shit done. It was like 360.
So she got like a 360 woman makeover. That is extremely scary. And no difference.
Yeah, I can't hear nothing you just said.
Kayada, man, come on, man. You gotta stop.
Can you hear me? I'm not even doing nothing. It's not my fault that y'all wanted to record late at night when I had something to do. Can y'all hear me now?
Now, what you were saying, Yada?
What I was saying is that I've been seeing a lot of posts lately because I have a lot of friends that are LGBTQ. And I respect them equally. Even if I don't agree or understand, I try to understand so I can respect them, you know? But some stuff, when it starts attacking, like, you know, biological women, that's when I start to have an issue. Because you cannot tell, like, they have now start calling us cisgender women. What the fuck is that? I did not ask to be called that. I don't identify as a cisgender anything. I'm a biological woman. You cannot give me a fucking title because you want to change it to something that's somewhat like me. You will never, ever, ever be like me. Even if you get your penis cut off, you do not have my reproductive organs. You do not have a womb. You do not have a lot of different things that I have. So, with that being said, why are they... that's my only thing. Like, I do know a lot of... Like, I have a lot of gay guy friends. And they don't understand that they live their lives as men. They don't live their lives as women. They I don't understand, why that keeps becoming an issue. Like, I understand where they're coming from, but it shouldn't be an attack on, you know, biological women. And I'm like, I literally saw this guy or this transgender woman. I don't even know if I'm using that right. But go on social media and create a whole video saying how, like, cisgender women are not desired anymore and et cetera. And I had to look up what cisgender even means. Yeah, and I'm like, what does cisgender even mean? And then this lady responded to the video and was like, anytime that she sees it, like, she just gonna go toe-to-toe with whoever is saying it because we didn't ask to be called that. Like, just like y'all didn't ask to be called out of our names, don't call us out of our description. We're biological women. Why do we have to say we're biological women? I'm a woman. You're not a woman. You identify as one, but if you identified as a fucking tree, you want me to call you a tree? I'm not. You don't have leaves. You didn't grow out the damn ground. So it's like, I get it, and I respect people, so I call them whatever they identify as, but at the end of the day, we cannot feed into the delusion. Biologically, you're a boy or a girl. It's only two genders. If you want to call yourself a woman, that's fantastic, but don't put down actual women because you want to appear to be a woman, because that's all you will do is appear to be a woman. Whether you change, like how your friend completely changed their whole entire appearance to be a woman, but his her biological still does not make her a full-blown woman. She can have titties, she can have a vagina, a fake vagina, but she still don't have an actual vagina, and she still don't have ovaries, fallopian tubes, a womb, and whatever else to reproduce as said woman.
You think dudes really be going for the fake vagina? You really think
niggas, when I tell you niggas do not care. Evans, as long as they got a hole and they can sit in it.
Hold up.
I didn't say all, I said men. I didn't say all men, I just said men in general. Y'all don't identify as that part of the
men's
category, then yeah.
But that's why I asked for baby pictures.
That bitch said baby pictures. You stupid.
I need the one from when you was two.
How you get tricked?
Don't tell me they burnt. Listen, don't tell me they burnt up in no house fire either, because bitch, I'm a Google. What was the house fire? That's our public record.
That bitch too funny. Well, y'all think if they funny. Come out, sis, come tonight, man. If you in the very, very, very area, come out, man, and join us.
We got some topics for y'all. Show. I'm not gonna lie.
Hey, we got a really juicy topic, man. We're gonna need our audience to help us out with this one.
I wanna touch on something rather serious. And I think we kind of talked about this before. A lot of topics we touched on before, but it's like you see it again and again and again and again and again. So I don't really watch boxing too much, but again, this came across my Instagram, so I decided to check it out. And it was a boxer, Gervonta Davis.
Yeah.
And apparently his girlfriend, baby mama, whoever she is, called the police on him. I guess they was at his residence from what I read and what was on the video. And basically she was like going crazy, screaming bloody murder on the phone. And I guess like she was trying to leave in this man's car, one of the man's cars. And basically the police came and they was asking a lot of questions, and Buddy didn't really want to answer the questions. That was Gervonta Davis, and his girlfriend was in the car. She was trying to leave or something like that. He wanted the driver to take her home. And basically, the police arrested him because they said he's been accused of domestic violence. So he got arrested. And then they wanted to try to go in this man's house to see, like, where his kids was, if his kids was okay or whatever and everything else. And I'm like, what? Like, why? Like, why is that even necessary? Like, I feel like I should be able to tell the police, nah, y'all can't come in my house. Go get a warrant.
But you gotta think about where there are kids that are in harm's way because there's a domestic violence situation going on.
So I hear you 100%. But if I'm telling you my child has a guardian in the house, like they're being looked after, like,
You don't think people lie?
But what people I'm saying is his manager, the dude manager, walked up to the police and he told the police, like, yeah, this is my manager, bro. He can go and stay in the house with my daughter. Like, he's a good guardian, bro. And the police basically just, like, shoo him away.
But you that's the thing. He's the accusee giving information to the police on what they should do. At the end of the day, this is why I tell people, like, don't get put in these situations because you don't have a say-so. They have to make sure that everything is secure. They cannot take your word for it. Even that's how people get caught up in the sense that, like, for real, there was a situation going on with the kids. The kids never got checked on because the parent was like, oh, no, they're fine. And the whole time the kid was dead in the house for months because they took their word for it, even though the police was called on them. They dealt with the police, shoot the police away, and then the kids really was in danger. So I wouldn't even fault a police officer for doing their due diligence. What I would like for people to stop doing, because yes, it is situations where you feel like it's excessive. Like, okay, we called y'all. There's an issue going on, but I don't want you coming in my house. Well, I don't want you to do this. And you don't get to pick and choose. If you call the police at that point, it's on them what they decide to do.
Nah, ain't no way, man.
So stop, like, for real, stop messing with these women that want to get physical with you and think that shit cute, and then they calling the police and putting your livelihood at risk, etc. It's not a good look. Once you're right, but it's nothing that you can do at that point. You have to comply, unfortunately, or know your laws and have your lawyer on speed dial.
Bruh,
this is just America. This is what we live through.
I think that, like, the whole, because they really wasn't treating the shorty like no criminal, you feel me? But it was obvious signs that, like, she put her hands or spit on this man. And it's like he the criminal every time. I think that's kind of messed up when a police just pull up and say, oh, well, the dudes is the aggressor, this, that, and the third, and boom, y'all got to go to jail. Like, no, nothing. Like, what? Come on now.
He should have identified as a woman.
<It's> stupid.
It wouldn't have been DV. It just would have been violence.
Hey, boy, yeah, but I just want to share that. I think that's kind of messed up, man. That just me, and I get what you're saying, Kiata. Like, yeah, the police got called, so now it's really not up to you. But I didn't call the police. The shorty called the police. The
dude yeah, but she called the police for a reason, so we have to investigate properly. Yeah. This man barbecue sauce.
I mean, the dude was telling her she could leave, bro.
Because she's the one that called.
But I'm saying, what I'm telling you is she was outside. She's outside of the property already trying to leave in one of his cars. He already told her, hey, look, I'll get somebody to take you home, but you ain't leaving in one of my cars. What's the issue with that?
I don't know. What I do know is stop getting with police ass bitches that call the police every time y'all get into it.
Every woman is the police.
Did nobody ask you to chime in?
Listen to me. If a nigga put his hands on the bitch, that's the first thing.
Well, stop putting y'all hands on people.
No, I'm saying, like, no. Most
let, let him come to the mic.
Who is that? Who is that? Mostly,
I'm going to say me. I don't put my
sorry, hands on people. Sorry, y'all. Man. That's your guest on the podcast that we're on the live show for.
Oh, is that hey, your no, man?
Let him speak. Let him speak.
Oh, okay. So I'm gonna say like this.
This
what I'm gonna say, guys.
Instead, this man spitting.
Like we, most women call the police. We all know that. So us as men, you just gotta think smarter. Like I'm the type of man. Look, I got a lot to lose. So,
I'm taking off running.
At the same time, as fast as a woman to call the police on me, I'll call the police on her ass. Cause listen to me, you're not finna make me lose what I got and I worked hard for. You gotta
call the police first.
Come on now, because I know at the end of the day, they're going to put me in jail and ain't nobody going to care, ain't nobody going to help me. You get what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you put a woman in jail, she got her mama, her daddy, and another nigga probably ready to get out. I'm just being honest.
Well, maybe you should have another bitch on speed dial for that bond.
It don't. Women ain't make money like men, so it don't work like that.
Hey, look, boy, for all the gentlemen, call the police on these shorts.
Call the police when they get that
information.
As soon as they pick up their phone,
don't
just call the police.
Listen to this man because he's a fucking liar.
I call the police. I'm trying to tell you.
I know you called the police. You didn't call the police on me before. Please yeah. be out.
He
speed die. Because I'm not going to jail for you.
Man, so what, Yetta? Yetta.
Please get out.
Yetta.
What?
Are you fucking with a nigga that called the police on you?
She was beating on me.
The fuck?
All right.
He called the police on me and he broke in my house.
Hey, look. Oh, so y'all see how she tried to say that. But she, look, I'm not a man to put my hands on a woman. So if you putting your hands on me, and I know, like, as a man, like, we got, you know, we all got, like, instincts. Like, as a man, you got an instinct. So it's like, if somebody putting their hands on you, your instinct can literally react and put your hands back on that person. Listen, I'm a man. So at the same time, like I said, I got a lot to lose. So if I got a lot of stuff going on right now, and you putting your hands on me, it can go two ways. It can go, I can snap and put my hands on you, and then I go to
you going to jail.
You're going to jail now.
Now, Mister, this is what you need to do from now on. You know, you gotta like makeup and hair. Cut all that hair up and put one
Dang,
on.
Don't get that man ass, boy.
Well, ain't no way, boy. Nah, call the police. Do you do
it? I'm gonna keep it a buck with you, bro. Just do that. The police. That's gonna hurt way more than the police. I'm telling you.
Nah, boy, I'm calling them Jakes. Best believe it. Equal rights, baby. Hey. I'm calling them Jakes.
Now, that's your cash mate. Now, come on now.
Hey, they said it was a shorty talking like, yeah, I need a man who know how to handle me. And that bitch was like, bro, you ain't no wild animal bitch.
Like, something's rabbit, huh?
Like, what do you mean, how the hell? Like I'm a lion tamer or something. Come on, man.
That bitch got rabies. I don't want that. That bitch bite.
Hey, but nah, for real, yeah. Nah, that is, to me, that's crazy because domestic violence go both ways. And I think a lot of dudes be scared to call the police and tell them my girl beating me up type of deal. You feel me?
Nah, because, bro, I'm going to keep it a buck. They still going to take your ass deal if you called or not.
Ain't no way, boy. Boy, ain't no it's way, boy.
Certain states.
What states is them? Name them, because I don't never need to be traveling through them.
They gonna be like, you a man, you should have walked away. Hell no, nah, bitch, I called you.
I did walk away. They been hit me with an iron.
You stupid.
Oh, yeah, they got off. Oh, shit, they hitting.
Hey. Yeah, why you don't bring your personal business to the show, ladies and gentlemen?
I'm just saying, though, like, damn.
I hope it don't get heated. I hope everything is okay for real.
I hope everything okay, too, but shit. She gonna attack that nigga. He gonna call Popo. You heard what he said. I'm calling the police first.
He dial, boy. 911.
Come on. Ow. Can y'all hear me?
You good?
Sorry. Hey. No, we just got in a domestic violence situation.
No, we didn't. No, don't. Hey, we were talking shit when we were talking.
Hey, we was just talking shit, too. We like, just talking shit. She must have stole this shit.
Man, buddy.
Look. When we hop back, I think somebody was saying they got hit with an iron. Who got hit with an iron?
That was Jordan.
Jordan, who hit you with an iron?
I was making an example because we were saying, like, dudes got to call the police, got to call the police. And I'm like, yeah, bro, call the police.
Niggas be trying to hold that whole people as, let me not say niggas, we on air. Men be trying to hold that standard as, oh, it's snitching. Listen to me, if you snap off at any single time and put your hands on a woman, 9 times out of 10, she's going to call the police on you. Regardless,
hey, Rihanna go to jail when you call the police.
No, what
you said? What did I what?
Rihanna go to jail when you? When
no, she I wasn't gonna let her go to jail, but I just let her know, like, if I wanted her to go to jail, they asked me. They asked me, like, they, you know, they asked you if you really want to press charges and stuff like that. Yeah, like,
you will be hearing from my lawyer. My lawyer.
Was you gonna bail her out?
No,
hell no. If I put you in jail, I'm not bailing your ass out. I'm gonna wait till you get out and see what you're
trying to do.
You're
gonna go to court. You're gonna be like, I love her. She just put her hands on me.
It's okay. Hey, but you gotta realize, though, as a man, I don't want to put my, I know what it'd be if I put my hands on her. So it's like, I respect you enough to, like, not, you know what I'm saying, to not even take it to that extreme. Because, right, like, you know, as men, we are already stronger physically than women. So it's like, if I put my hand, I know what I would do to you. So it's like, ooh, for me shit. To even stoop that low to do that to you, it's crazy.
Time out. What about real the quick. Shorties that's built like linebackers?
Man, I don't give a fuck what it is. I don't give a fuck if that bitch 250, I'll do her ass here on my mama.
And that's listen. You know meanwhile, this nigga putting his hands on me.
But that's why you got called police on that ass. Like, hey,
so y'all see what I be going through, right?
Hey, listen.
It ain't me at all. I'm the calm, cool, collective one. This nigga is insane.
How you call
is he, hey, is he coming to America?
I got hands on you. Stop telling people that.
Hey, is he coming to the show? I got to meet this nigga.
Yeah,
he's coming to the show. He's a cool nigga, man. I gotta
hey, let me
no, he's y'all. Not. He tried to put me in prison.
If I was to put, no, I
didn't. But you let him back in the house.
It sounded like you had it coming.
I did not have it coming. Shit. He had it coming. He came in here enticing me, getting on my goddamn nerves.
Hell no.
Hey, and then when the cops told me.
Let me tell y'all what we was talking about when you left. What I was saying was, in a lot of instances, like, they be like, oh, yeah, well, if a woman stab you with a knife, you supposed to just walk away.
You supposed
like,
to walk away? What? No, call the police.
Hey, hold on. Let me say this, and that's why I said, bro, if I call the police and say she put her hands on me, and they tell me, oh, you just got to walk away, and she'd have hit me with an iron, now you mean I'm going to jail, too?
Yeah, no.
I'm gonna go to jail with these fresh iron marks on my face.
They take the mail regardless.
They take both of y'all to jail now.
Stop.
In some states.
Yes.
In Indiana, they taking both y'all ass to jail.
Not me. My lawyer.
So you better stop playing, y'all.
My lawyer.
That's what they told me and Dre. when they was talking to us separately, they were like, either one of y'all press charges. They was like, if either one of y'all press charges, y'all both going to jail tonight. And I was like, I don't want to press charges on him. I'm cool.
Listen to me, my lawyer.
Meanwhile, he outside.
So y'all not gonna do nothing about the crazy bitch.
My lawyer was on speed dial.
Look at my eyes.
And again, you got listen to me. This is what you got. You got to learn this. Women feel like they can get away with everything. So you got to already think about it like this. Women already get catered to. They already get people to. They already get niggas to pay their bills. They already get people to all this type of stuff. So it's like, if you think you're going to put, like, listen, you think you're going to put your hands on me and then think you're going to get away with that?
I wasn't trying to get away with shit. Great. I told they asked what the fuck I did.
No, she didn't.
I did.
Y'all hear? This is live on the show, y'all.
I demonstrated what I did. And
I had to show them the video. Matter of fact, can I send y'all the video? Y'all can put it in y'all show.
STARKS show.
Yeah, see, Jordan, you got my number. Jordan, send me. Jordan, you got my number. Text me, man. I'll send it to you.
Listen, that shit to me.
We need the actual factual. Where is the camera?
I don't even be doing nothing. I am very innocent.
Hey, man, send that shit to my phone. I'm gonna give you my number. Hey.
Y'all gonna see on the video. Can y'all go pull out a chair on the bed, boy? Hit him up. Side in.
No, I am not like that for real, y'all. Dre is just very aggravating. He's like Dennis the Menace. He gonna keep poking and poking until you really smack his ass. And that, unfortunately, that's what happened. It just wasn't smacking.
But what would have happened if you was poking and poking and poking? And he slapped
I don't
poke
because my mama taught me.
Nah, yes, you do.
No, I know. My mama taught me if you ever put your hands back on you, never put his hands back on you. So anytime that me and him have ever gotten physical with each other, I was prepared for whatever came after that because he had me fucked up on several occasions. And I'm like, I'm sick of the shit.
Okay, so can I ask you a question?
Go ahead. Let me finish. What?
Now, you remember, we all seen Baby Boy, right?
When we seen what?
Funny, we all seen Baby Boy, right?
Boy, you funny, bud.
Remember how she was beating on Jody's back?
Yeah.
And he slapped the shit out of her ass?
That wasn't it.
Man,
and that nigga would have died right then and there. He would have met the blicky.
She gonna call the police. She gonna call her daddy. She gonna call the army. She gonna call everybody.
This day, she gonna call the
army. Hey, she gonna run around the house like, this nigga did not just put his hands on me.
Somebody gonna die today. That's exactly what I'm not gonna lie. But no, all bullshit aside, being in toxic relationships is not healthy whatsoever. I do not condone them, even though I was in one myself. And like women, keep your hands to yourself. You have to learn to regulate your emotions and not get to the point of like violence. Because again, like I said, if Dre really wants to hit me and this is on a serious note, that shit is going to hurt tremendously. Like, more than anything I could ever do to him, besides obviously throwing an iron. You throw an iron, I don't know. The next thing is he's going to up some dick on your ass.
Boy, like, they throw a hot iron at me, it's over.
I'm not going to lie. Somebody that will remain nameless, I know for sure to hit somebody with an iron.
Stop.
Mama. Then hit my daddy with an iron before. And that shit is lethal. Like, my daddy got a dent in his forehead because of that shit. Like, imagine that. Y'all know the edge
is
of the
he still
iron.
With your mommy?
They call him Iron Man.
That shit, wow.
You still with your mama?
You still with your mama? Am I still with my mama?
No, is he still with your mama?
Hell no.
Okay, I would have left him.
After I get hit with an iron, ain't nothing else to talk about.
Ain't nothing else to talk about.
My thing is, I be wanting to know the background. Like, how did you get to the point where you got the iron? Like,
Do your daddy ever use an iron, or he scared of irons?
I think it was one of those situations where the iron was just nearby, and it was convenient to just pick that up.
Do he iron his clothes, or is he scared of irons?
I don't think my daddy's scared of iron. I don't think so. Sorry. I hate to put my family business out there, but sorry, Dad. The past is the past. You need to
Find out.
Just move on.
Hey, no, listen, man. We need to pick a different topic, bro. Because we've been talking about domestic violence for a minute now.
Look, how much you want to bet we gonna get a listening letter? Like, I thought Kenyatta was so nice.
Heavens,
heavens. Did you say heavens? No.
Liz can be deceitful.
Wow, Jordan.
Liz can be deceitful.
Hey, you out here putting your hands on people?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
He called the police on her ass.
Who told y'all that? Y'all don't know why police got called on me, though. I could have just
said that. I'm finna change her name and my phone to Akon.
Well, I'm finna put the boxing emojis by Kiana's name, but y'all crazy.
I'm finna put Akon. Locked up, they won't let me out.
But on a serious note, bro, people, please keep your hands to yourself.
Please keep your hands to yourself.
That's what God would have wanted.
Don't come and write us telling us that, well, can y'all put her hands on her man? Ain't nothing happened. Listen.
Yeah. God bless you.
Please.
Defend yourself at all times, but keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah, please don't do it, like Drake said.
But if you come into the live show, we got plenty more topics to discuss.
Now, fuck that if you coming. You are coming. Make sure y'all there. Fuck that. Not if you coming. Make sure y'all there.
Grab them tickets before they sell out.
For sure. Exactly. What they say, don't meet me there. Beat me there.
Hey, y'all. And if y'all y'all think if I go outside with an earring missing, somebody gonna notice?
Absolutely. They gonna be she gotta be.
I can't find my other earring.
Only one earring. Gotta be.
You don't have other earrings?
What?
You have one pair of earrings?
So, like, I am not a jewelry girl. I lose all of my jewelry. So, it's like, if I have a pair of earrings, 9 times out of 10, that's the only pair because I lost the other 15,000 pairs I have holding.
Oh, yeah. I would never buy you a gift then.
I don't like jewelry. Like, I like jewelry, but I will lose it. I will take it. Because I would like to have stuff on, like, all day. The only thing I keep on all day is, like, my rings.
So have you seen my watch collection? Have you seen my watch collection?
See, I will keep on the watch.
But I got 60 watches.
Hey, man, I will keep up with a watch, but don't give me no earrings.
What to identify is.
Don't give me
a watch. Because I'm always watching.
You stupid. Yeah. What do you identify as now that you're missing an earring?
Earless.
What the hell does that mean, Jordan?
Hey, bro, I'm gonna just start asking people what do they identify as, bro.
They gonna look at you like you crazy. What the hell are you talking about?
Before we had this conversation, quick, what do you identify as?
They gonna be like, sir, please get the hell out of my face.
You can't be too careful out here nowadays. You gotta ask.
Yeah, no. I think I gotta get up to Walgreens.
Hey, imagine you at a bar telling a joke to a person, and it's a, but can I be out of fact? Yeah. I ain't gonna say nothing else about it. But imagine, you know what I'm saying? You in a bar somewhere telling a joke and you forget to ask them what they identify as and boom, now you offended somebody.
My thing is, people that are easily offended like that don't go to places like that. Like, they don't go to comedy shows and stuff like that to be super sensitive.
Especially that's some people do.
BTQ, like, comedic, what do you call it?
Comedian?
A comedian. Why can I think of that word? Especially when it's not an LGBTQ comedian. They don't really subject themselves to that. Because you know how like they do crowd participation and stuff like that?
Hold up. Because Wanda Sykes is an LGBTQ comedian.
She is. But she's not sensitive either. Is what I'm saying. I said they don't subject themselves to stuff that's going to trigger them like that. Because they know they can be picked on in the crowd. And now, if they super sensitive about what they identify as, but it's not obvious what they identify as, they ain't finna go sit in the crowd and then the damn comedian be like, hey, bro, I'm a cis. Like,
what?
No, I don't think that's...
no.
If that's your case, you probably should just stay at home.
Yeah, you ain't lying, bro, but I mean...
Comedians don't have no boundaries.
All I'm saying is, can black folks get some rights, please? Can we get some rights?
LGBTQ got more rights than we got.
That's what I'm saying. Can we get some rights? Can we get, you know, front of the line at Six Flags or something, man? Anything.
Can we stop asking for the bare minimum? That's the problem.
Bro, I'm talking about
bare goddamn minimum.
I mean, bro, we've been asking for the maximum for a long time, man. God.
Oh, they gave you the Mac.
Stop asking.
Jail, bitch.
All right, boy, we finna start riots all over the country. Free Donnie T, Donnie J, whichever Donnie you want to call him. Free that man.
Are y'all doing, what is it called? That thing we supposed to be doing on September the 1st.
Oh, I don't even know, man. Look,
we supposed to not pay rent or go shopping or be on social media on September the 1st.
What happened when your rent already paid?
Listen, my thing is this. How long are we not supposed to pay rent? Because if it's only me and four other people in my complex not paying rent, they're going to evict all four of our stupid asses.
Look, let me tell you something. My shit already paid.
That's what I'm saying.
I pay my shit every 20th. My shit be paid on the 20th, bitch. I'm 10 days early. Oh,
this shit, yeah, they got mine already.
Y'all should have told me 30 days ago.
Take it right now.
That's funny, man. But I mean,
I'm paying my mortgage.
Damn, we as American citizens, we do got to step up to some of these large companies in this industry that we in, because, bro, when you really be alive for long enough, you realize it's just all take taxes.
It has to be some type of checks and balances when it comes to how much stuff can be sold for. Because I get it, everything is a profit, but when it's a necessity for life, like. Living, for instance, like there has to be some type of rental cap. You can't tell me that the average rent right now in most places is $1,400-$1,500, but the average pay in those cities don't amount to what rent costs for a one bedroom.
Right,
man.
It's not adding up, and it's like it's not adding up. So it's like somebody has to evaluate that and put into place. And I don't know if it's as simple as this because I'm pretty ignorant when it comes to like laws and how they can be governed over companies, because pretty much as a business owner, you can sell whatever you want to sell. There's a law against it. Like you can't sell illegal products, but if you wanted to build an apartment complex right now, all you got to do is buy the land, build it, and you can price them for however much you want.
You know what?
Is that right? No. If you have a 900 square foot apartment, you should not be able to charge no more than $900. It should be like $1 a square foot. Or something. I don't know. But it has to be some type of limit somewhere where it's clear across the board what they can charge for rent.
But hear me out, though. Bro, as a people, and I was telling my uncle this the other day, as a people, we pay for convenience, like convenience factor. So it's like... People pay for convenience, like convenience factors, bro. A lot of people pay for life to be convenient and easy because when you think about it, before they had houses, before we had Wi-Fi, before we had cell phones and computers and whatever else we had, people survived. You know what I'm saying? People thrived. But, you know, you got to go out and get it off the land. You got to grow your own food. You're going to have to produce your own power if you need power. You're going to have to put some energy and effort into, like, living off the land. People don't want to do
that. You know what ended up happening, though? Is that they start putting laws in place that are against you, like starting your own farms and stuff like that because of big industry. So it's like, not every state, like Indiana, you can really start your own garden, start your own farm, and it's not no restrictions around it. But in other places, it's restrictions around that stuff. So it's not like you just got, even if you got acres of land, it has to be zoned. You have to have a permit for it. You got to do all of these different things to even start it up and then maintain it.
Hear me out, though. I wasn't done yet. So the part of that convenience factor, too, is in a lot of other countries or like a lot of other thriving families, they have like one unit or one compound where you got like dudes. They got shorties. They all living in one house. That's where the kids is. The shorties cooking. The kids getting taken care of. And the dudes is out making money all day. But now, like... because we don't have nuclear families anymore, we have everybody going to do their own thing. Like, oh, I'm gonna do my own thing. So everybody's paying rent or a mortgage or whatever to different people. But imagine if you start combining people's families back together, purchasing houses or properties that's big enough where everybody is working towards the same goal just to be alive, you know what I'm saying? Take care of the house, take care of the food, or go outside to get money or do whatever. I think it's a better mindset because you got a group thought process versus trying to do everything by yourself. That's hard because you end up working all the time. You can't spend time with your kids. You can't do things you want to do. You're barely getting sleep. You're irritable. It's just like it's not meant for us to do all of this alone. Just like how we a podcast group. You know what I'm saying? Imagine if we all had one crib, one goal, get a bigger crib. You know, the kids took care of. We got food on the table. Everybody working, bringing money into the crib. We would have more time, but we could take on more projects as a group. And because America, or not even America, because we got this sense of individualism, it's why a lot of us tend to fail, bro, because we in our own heads all day.
You're right.
We in our own heads all day.
Well,
I feel like I agree. I also feel like that at some point in history, it was a turning point and things started to be separated. Because there's still race, and I mean like amongst African American, because there's still races that still have nuclear families and
exactly.
generational exactly. homes and stuff like that. But I also think it's because, again, you got to think about it. When Black people was forced into ghettos, I would say ghettos or like project communities, there was a limit on how many people could live in your household. So you couldn't have a nuclear family or a, what do you want to call it? What is it? A generational home. Because of where you live, it was restricted. So with people not being able to own homes, et cetera, like where was we finna get the generational living from? Now, as we've gone on, we could have adapted that, and I totally agree, but it just, I feel like it just wasn't possible, give or take what we was given during certain time periods, and it just transpired and kept going in a negative
right.
direction.
You're right, but look, now, hear me out. It's 2023. Everybody be like, oh, it's 2023. We got this and we got that. We got Chinatown, we got a little Italy, we got Ukrainian village, we got you name them. Like
we got the hood. That's what Black people got, the hood. It got all the hood spots, it got the corner store, it got all the chicken places, it got all the Black owned businesses. That's what our little place is called. It don't have a nice name, it's just called the hood. So
and the chicken places, you live in Jaweens and shit.
Just saying, like, we got our own, we just don't got a name for it. They got Little Italy and Chinatown. That shit sound cute. We got the hood.
But I'm saying, but what I'm saying to you is, we not, as Black people, being a working class, we don't really invest a lot of time back into our communities like we should, bro. It's kind of to the point where our youth is out of control. Yep. To me, I think a lot of the music that they listening to is they demise reality.
I agree, because parents aren't parenting anymore.
We don't have positive male role models. We don't have any type of plan to take care of these children that's running all over everywhere. They just out here being reckless, bro. There's nothing in place. There's no respect. You know what I'm saying? There's no goals or nothing like that when it comes to like just the African-American community. And I think because we don't action on it, other people just be like, well, they ain't trying to do better for themselves, so we just gonna treat them bad too.
And I agree. Yep. But then there's also a percentage of Black people that are trying to do better for themselves. And what do they call them? They call them coons. They call them sellouts. They call them thinking they better than other people. And it's like, no. Because you can try to tell people all day, but we are one of, and I love my people, but we are one of the most ignorant, not wanting to listen as people I've ever seen. So it's hard to pull people out. And when they say it's crabs in a barrel, it's because the crabs is stuck at the bottom of the goddamn barrel. And it's like, Jordan, you know where we from. We from Gary. You know how hard it is to pull somebody out of Gary? Like, I be literally battling with people because they feel like, oh, well, Indianapolis is just a little Gary. I'm like, no, it's not. Y'all niggas literally come here and like migrate to places that look exactly like Gary, not knowing that there's Fortune 500 companies that can give you a job making more than $20 an hour that you can't get in Gary, or there's better housing opportunities out here or whatever, but they don't want to leave. So what am I supposed to do to change your mindset for you to want better for yourself? And then you have people that think that moving to Houston or moving to Cali or moving to Arizona, moving to Atlanta, all of that stuff. If you got the same mindset that you had when you was in Gary,
you're 100% right
there.
I know exactly where you're going with this, and you're 100% right. And a lot of people start to think like, oh, I mean, I be seeing it too, because I be like, oh my gosh, just moved to Texas, just moved to Arizona, just moved to Cali. And it's like, yeah, that's cool and all, but if you still gonna be the same person,
it's no point.
You feel me? I don't think that the people there are just gonna automatically change you.
No, because the people ain't the problem. The people not the reason why you was in the predicament you was in wherever you was at.
Hold up, is that accountability out here?
We have none. And that's me holding my people accountable that we don't have accountability.
Is that you playing?
Everybody else's fault. Oh, I flunked the third grade. Well, goddamn it. We in college. We passed college. You can still go to school. No, I'm too old. Okay, well, what do you want to do to change your situation?
Tell them, Kiara. You sitting
bitch on about
couch.
It all day long.
You sitting on the couch.
You sitting on your couch in your parents' basement. You don't got no hoes. You don't got no money. Nobody like you. You smell bad. ITT hey. Technical College, baby.
Anything.
Well, what anything. Was the hoes? He got no what?
Guess what? Good. Don't nobody know that type of stuff.
Though. But that's the thing; they do know that. They've seen people. I mean, we especially right now, there is no excuse in this day and time where you got access to social media. You got how many successful people we got out of Gary right now? We got hella athletes, and we got hella YouTube people. We got
the whole.
We got a couple.
No. I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna tell you this right now. And this is just real stuff. Everything is about location. So. For instance, being in Gary, it's damn near 10 times harder to get noticed because, for one, it's already a ghost town. Already ghosts. So don't nobody know that. You can go to anybody in the world. You can go to any state in this world and tell somebody where you're from. They're not going to know that what is Gary.
But what you mean by getting noticed, though?
What I mean by is, in general, like, no one knows the area in general. Like, you can go anywhere in these United States and tell somebody, like, hey, I'm from Gary. And they'd be like, where's Gary? Then you'll have to specify, like, oh, where Michael Jackson was raised, where he was born at. But then at the same time, most people don't even know where Michael Jackson is raised at because they only looking at the popular Michael Jackson.
But
so it's like,
it's our job to put these places on the map, though.
No, it is. But what I'm saying is,
if you have the drive to want to get out of Gary and you outgrow Gary, that's one thing. But you have an idea. And you're just like, yeah, I don't want to be here no more. Like, I don't like the people, et cetera. Then that's another thing. Because, again, your mindset has not changed. You think running from your issues is going to change that. No. You have to have a plan. What do you plan on doing? Okay, yeah. Obviously, if you want to get into digital social media content or whatever, maybe Gary is not the place for you, but Chicago right around the corner. If you don't have the will to get up and go get it, it's not going to change.
But I get what he's saying. I get what he's saying. I'm from Georgia. What city do you think I'm from? When I say I'm from Georgia, what city do you think I'm from?
Savannah.
Atlanta.
Yeah, everybody say Atlanta.
Somebody
say
they from Georgia. Fort Wentworth. I think they're from Atlanta.
I think you're from Cordelia.
Y'all gonna think differently, but if he go up to anybody in the regular world and say, hey, I'm from Georgia, they're gonna automatically think he's from Atlanta.
He's from Stone Mountain, but ain't no way.
And if you tell somebody you're from Indiana,
they're gonna automatically think you're from Indianapolis. They're not gonna think about no Gary or none of that. They don't automatically think Gary.
You tell me you're from Georgia, I think you're from Augusta.
One person that you met out of town that knew you were from Gary. Because people don't even know Gary. You have to explain to them like Gary is 30 minutes away from Chicago, so they can actually even get
the Gary with the team.
Hey, D, you from Valdosta?
I'm saying, but people don't change their mind.
That's what I said.
I'm agreeing with you with that.
There's so many other places in Georgia than Atlanta, too. That's crazy.
And so many better places than Atlanta and Georgia, to be quite honest.
But they're not going to think about that because we're all the black people in Atlanta.
Hey, D, you from Alpharetta?
Boy, you stupid.
I do hear what y'all are saying. Like, sometimes it's not enough jobs, like, per space in a region. I get that 100%. And if you can't be successful because it ain't no jobs, that's one thing. But I think, like, the point I'm trying to prove is, if you sitting on your couch doing nothing in Gary, and you sitting on your couch doing nothing in L.A., I don't think that you feel me? I don't think you yield any different results being in one place versus being in the other. Yeah, you might have a better job. That's great. But if you don't have no motivation or no drive to do nothing, it's like, well, I mean, you switch locations, but the mindset is still the same.
Exactly. The mindset is still the same. So I feel like I always tell people, like, before you even think about moving, what's your goal and what are you moving there for? If you just moving because you just want to get away from people, okay, you finna move and have the same mindset and do the same thing, so you might as well just stay.
Like Calvin said, man, F them people, man. Come on. But I think that's what I said too. Like, think about, oh, I'm gonna move. That's individualism. You're gonna move to a different place versus, in my opinion, like bettering your own community. You see what I'm saying?
But that's because everybody looking at social media and think that those places are more thriving and will help them get a leg up, not knowing you got to go there and put in the same work because don't nobody even know you there. You starting from the bottom.
And the people from some of these places, like, hey, yeah, stop moving here.
Yep. Especially Houston.
Especially Atlanta.
Yeah, a lot of these places becoming overpopulated. Like, and I honestly, I think it's a good thing because they're considered the black meccas right now, Houston, Dallas, and Atlanta. And they're becoming overpopulated because black people keep migrating there. So it's like y'all need to find somewhere else to migrate to and capitalize on. So that way people can just feel like we can go anywhere in the U.S. and capitalize on our skills and things of that nature. But yeah.
And they fucking up traffic.
Yeah, they messing up the traffic. Messing up the traffic.
Grand Line traffic is getting kind of tough nowadays. But
yeah, basically moral of the story, do better. Don't be putting your hands on people. Don't be messing with these shorties that be calling the police line. Don't be messing with these dudes that beating on you.
Don't mess with dudes that call the police on you.
Nah, dudes need to be calling the police now.
Niggas need to call the police
because
you will call the police on me.
Well, anyways, to our unexpected guest, thank you for your appearance. Jackass. He's talking about I need $50 an appearance. Get him out of here.
We got the live show coming up September 9th. We're getting prepared for that. We wrapping up the itinerary today. We got topics. They're going to be spicy. Nakiva got a hold of the catering people, so we really doing this, man. I would hate for y'all to miss it. We selling tickets. I gotta update the Facebook link, but we do got tickets. You can pay for them online. I think the link is up on the actual page's Facebook, but I gotta change the one on mine. So
yeah, the link was just posted today, so y'all can head over to our site. That's going to be our official site. We will have the email link up there soon, too, so that you can email us any listening letters or if you guys just got some feedback about the show. We'll start posting merchandise there as well, so that will just be our home for everything D-Stark related, and we can't wait for everything we got coming up.
All right.
What you got to do? Close us out?
It's been another episode of the D-Stark Show. Go ahead, Nick. What was you finna say?
Hey, yeah, I'm finna say everything. We're working on planning in Cincinnati. And then after Cincinnati, we're going over to Indianapolis. So, guys, if you miss this one because we ran out of tickets, you can always catch us at one of the locations.
Yeah.
And, yeah, man. Oh, go ahead,
D-Mo. No, I was going to take you closest up.
Man, it's been another episode of the D-Stark Show. Y'all know how we get down. Like I said, bro, don't do all that stuff that I told you to do early. And drink water. And y'all better get right with Jesus too, bro, because these times getting weird. That's all I got to say.
And we out.